I wasn't looking for a master. Of course I wasn't. I'd been in far too many relationships, seen too many men who were more than willing to treat me like I was someone who was just there, without a thought, even. And sooner or later, they'd lose interest. Video games would do that. Nights out with friends. The endless stream of porn one can get on the internet. There are 100,000 ways for a man to distract himself, if he really wanted to. The flavor of the day gets old, and what was once met with heady desperation turns to just a way to pass the time. That, of course, is if I'm lucky. And I have never been a lucky girl. My luck didn't matter, though, when I saw you, the way your stare cut through the room. I could feel my blood boil as my teeth dug into my bottom lip. I didn't even try to hide my arousal at just the sight of you. You could have had me as your dirty little slut, right there, right where you saw me. Could have pinned me down, could have forced me on my hands and knees, and I would have begged you for whatever you would deem me worthy of. My cunt aches the memory of that moment before I knew your words, your voice, just a sight, and I already craved you more than any drug in the world. Whatever you would do to me, that would be my high. Silently, I begged you to approach, but you didn't. You made me wait. You were far, far too much of a man for a wanton harlot like me, writhing on the bar stool, fingers sliding up my thigh beneath my skirt. May I run my fingertips over the inside of my thigh, fingers just delicately dancing against the fabric of my underwear, knowing that telltale wetness is growing as I sit so perfectly still in this chair, back straight, eyes ahead, as I tell you what I wanted. No? As you wish. No, where was I? You made me wait, not even bothering to pretend you'd noticed me until you saw me again. Maybe it was the second or third time, I don't know. But this time, I had been perhaps in a little less in control of myself. A night out with the girls, and perhaps one drink too many. When I felt the weight of your stare, I tried to play it cool, knowing that if I let myself go again, perhaps you'd ignore me altogether. But I couldn't help it. I excused myself from the throng of girls, insisting that I was fine and just needed a bit of air. I didn't go outside, though. No. You stood outside that bathroom door, reveling as you heard me finger fuck myself. I didn't even know your name, but I knew that you had hunted me, chased me into the corner, as it were. heard me moan as I surrendered to the thoughts. If I had known your name, well, the whole bar would have heard me from that bathroom, telling everyone just how much I wanted you. What's that? I'm A. Two fingers just on my clit. You're so very generous to your pet. Two fingers. And then I wanted to be the dirt beneath your feet, the flesh beneath your hands, however you wanted to use me. You heard me whimpering as I tried to hold the moans, tried to keep some sense of dignity about myself. But when I opened the door, and I saw you standing there, blocking me from escaping, grinning as you realized that you had your prey in a corner. I knew you'd heard. The smell of cum in my panties didn't elude you either. On my fingers. And you knew. You fucking knew. You've brought me here. And denied me for days. What seems like endless visits. You end just as soon as I... A toy? In the drawer? If you insist, sir. Yes. Yes, I will. No. You don't want me to do it here. In your bedroom? You've never let me see your bedroom. No matter how. How many times I've pled. No, I absolutely want to. Okay. Go. On the bed then? Sit or lay here? And you want me to fuck myself with the toy. Yeah. Just your eyes make me that wet. Just knowing you're watching me. Yeah, I can see. Your arousal. Through your pants. Your belt. I want you to. I want you to take it off. Yeah, I know this isn't about what I want. I know. I've been a terrible, terrible tease. And I know that I've had so, so little control over myself. I just can't help. Turn around. Yes, sir. I am. After all, only your humble servant. No, not. I want to be. Please, please let me be your servant. Yeah. Yes, sir. Leave marks. And fuck myself while you... Yeah. Yeah. I'll do that. For you. Only for you. Ass up higher. Yes. Yes, sir. Master. Yes, it feels good. Yeah. Stop. See how wet I am? No. Taste how wet I am. Just a finger. Just for your taking. No. I don't have choice. Any hour, any time. Your maid, your lady, your whore. Yeah, I'll put the choice. No, no. I won't drop my ass at all while I do. Not even as I can feel your hands on it. So, oh, that's not your hand. Yeah. Take me with your cock. I'm begging. Begging. For you to mark me as yours. Am I wet enough for your liking, sir? Is it?